KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, still in search of their first Big Ten victory, things get even tougher for the Iowa Hawkeyes, who host Ohio State tonight. The Hawkeyes are 0-3 in the league race after a home loss to Michigan, and they'll host a Buckeye squad that's 11-4 overall and open Big Ten play with December wins over Wisconsin and Michigan.
They're playing really well. They're athletic. They got some veteran guys, and just have to play better against them.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Guarding the perimeter has been a problem for the Hawkeyes, and it's been leading to some open looks for their opponents.
Obviously, that's an area of concern, but I think we have the ability to do that. And I think mixing defenses will help us. I think we'll be okay.
Sophomore forward Cordell Pemsel says the Hawkeyes have the ability to get things turned around.
It's nothing physically wrong. Capable athletes that are able to go out there and perform the way we know we are, but it's a mentality and an attitude thing that we need to come up and whoever's lined up against us, we need to have the mindset that we're going to go and attack and we're going to be the aggressor.
Freshman forward Luca Garza says there's no panic.
The wins will take care of itself. We play the way we need to. So we're not really worried about our record right now. We just need to go out and play hard and make the most of these. You know, we got a lot of games left, but at the same time, we can't just keep waiting for some help.
Hawks and the Buckeyes tonight. We'll have it for you live here on KJAN. 5 o'clock pregame. Tip time set for 6 o'clock from Carver Hawkeye Arena. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, Florida State gave North Carolina numerous chances to win their top 25 matchup, but the Tar Heels couldn't take advantage. The 25th-ranked Seminoles held on for an 81-80 win over the number 12 Tar Heels, despite failing to make a field goal over the final 2:57 and missing their last four free throws. There was a second upset in the ACC Wednesday as Josh Okogie scored a season-high 30 points, carrying Georgia Tech to a 64-54 win over 15th-ranked Miami. Also last night, Trae Young fell one rebound shy of a triple-double as the freshman delivered 27 points and 10 assists, leading 7th-ranked Oklahoma to a 109-89 rout of Oklahoma State. 8th-ranked Virginia easily won a state battle as DeAndre Hunter provided a team-high 14 points in a 78-52 stifling of Virginia Tech. Number 13, Purdue, is 14-2 after they shot 49% from the floor, hitting 10 of 23 three-point attempts in an 82-51 rout of Rutgers. P.J. Washington scored 14 of his 18 points in the second half, helping number 17, Kentucky, fend off LSU 74-71. Dante Grantham scored 23 points and grabbed 14 rebounds as number 25, Clemson, got by Boston College 74-70. Well, for the first time in 10 years, Drake is 3-0 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Reed Timmer scored 28 points as the Bulldogs hammered Illinois State 87-62 Wednesday night.
Great effort by our guys tonight. I mean, we were really focused and ready to play, and they've been really good in practice, and I felt like we'd be ready to compete tonight, and they sure were. And you know, for us, I think the biggest change, we've gotten better defensively, and that's a credit to these guys for how they've bought in, and they've practiced hard, and they've practiced well, and it's paying off.
That's Drake coach Nico Medved. The Bulldogs raced out to a 14-point halftime advantage and cruised to their 9th win of the season.
I thought we really shared the ball. We played with good pace. I think we had 20 assists tonight, which was terrific, and the game is fun. When you do that and you play team basketball on both ends and guys are flying around and sharing the ball and shots were going in tonight, it's fun.
Timmer was 6 of 11 from three-point range, and as a team, the Bulldogs finished with 15 three-pointers in that win last night. In women's college hoops, Natalie Chow had 17 points and hit 5 of Baylor's 12 three-pointers as the number 6-ranked Bears rolled past Iowa State 89-49 last night. Bridget Carlton led the way for Iowa State with 15 points and 5 rebounds. Cyclones had 18 turnovers and are now 7-7 overall. They're 1-2 in Big 12 conference play. In college football news, star cornerback Josh Jackson announced his decision to leave the Iowa Hawkeye football program and declare for the NFL draft Wednesday morning. In an Instagram post, Jackson said to the Hawkeye Nation, "I've been blessed with the opportunity to play at the University of Iowa in front of the best fans in the world. Coming to Iowa City was the best decision of my life. After discussions with my coaches, family, and a lot of prayer, I have decided to declare for the 2018 NFL draft." Jackson finished the season with an FBS best 8 interceptions, 2 of which he returned for touchdowns. He was named a consensus All-American after his junior campaign. Jackson is projected as a likely first-round selection in April's NFL draft. Two of the Pac-12's best quarterbacks are now available to NFL teams. Southern California Signal caller Sam Darnold has announced on Instagram that he will forego his final two seasons of eligibility to enter the upcoming draft. Darnold became the Trojan starter as a redshirt and won the Rose Bowl with a record 453-yard, 5-touchdown performance against Penn State that season. He's projected as a high first-round selection after passing for over 7,200 yards and 57 touchdown passes in 27 career games for the Trojans. Darnold revealed his decision minutes after UCLA quarterback Josh Rosen announced on Twitter that he's skipping his senior season to enter the NFL draft. Rosen is expected to be a high first-round pick after serving as the Bruins' starting quarterback the past three seasons. He passed for over 9,300 yards with 59 touchdowns in 30 games. Auburn cornerback Carlton Davis and tailback Cameron Petway are leaving a year early to enter the NFL draft. Davis was a second-team AP All-American this past season with 36 tackles, 11 pass breakups, and an interception. Petway played in only five games this season due to injuries and suspension 1 year after leading the SEC in yards per game. Stanford tight end Dalton Schultz will skip his final season of eligibility to enter the NFL draft. He was an All-Pac-12 selection this year. Tight end Ryan Izzo will forego his final year of eligibility at Florida State to declare for the NFL draft. Izzo was fifth on his team this season with 20 receptions and 3 touchdowns. A claim filed by the former assistant to fired Arizona football coach Rich Rodriguez says he required her to cover up for his extramarital affair with another woman. She also alleged he sexually harassed her. A claim filed by an attorney for the former assistant and her husband was released Wednesday by the Arizona Attorney General's office. Lawyer Augustine Jimenez III is seeking a $7.5 million settlement. Former Arizona offensive lineman Warner Smith has died at the age of 44 after a more than three-year battle with Lou Gehrig's disease. Smith was a four-year starter and senior team captain for Arizona and a two-time Pac-10 honoree as a guard. Eastern Michigan has announced the addition of Iowa graduate transfer quarterback Tyler Wiegers, who will be eligible immediately next fall. Wiegers spent the past four seasons at Iowa and graduated in December with a degree in human physiology. Wiegers, who was a four-star recruit in high school, played in eight games for the Hawkeyes during his career and passed for 35 yards and a touchdown. The native of Lake Orion, Michigan, threw for over 2,000 yards and 24 touchdowns as a high school senior. In his two seasons at quarterback for Detroit Country Day High School, he had 46 touchdowns and over 4,500 yards passing. Tyler Wiegers leaving as a graduate transfer. He'll head from Iowa to Eastern Michigan. In NFL news, the Chiefs have placed cornerback Philip Gaines on injured reserve, possibly ending his time in Kansas City, and they signed defensive tackle Stephon Charles ahead of their playoff game against Tennessee. They announced those moves on Wednesday. Gaines dislocated his elbow in last weekend's game against Denver. The former third-round pick's playing time had already decreased substantially this season. He is not under contract next season and may have played his final game for the Chiefs. Charles has spent time with the Jaguars, Bills, and Lions. He gives the Chiefs some depth, and defensive tackles Jarvis Jenkins and Raheem Nunez Roaches are dealing with injuries. The Oakland Raiders are a step closer to becoming the Las Vegas Raiders. Commissioners in Nevada's Clark County have approved a development agreement with the Raiders. That agreement defines public safety and infrastructure improvements in and around the stadium that the team will finance. The document does not include a finalized plan for thousands of county-mandated parking spots needed for a stadium the Raiders plan to occupy by the start of the 2020 season. Meanwhile, John Gruden says he had a good talk with Raiders owner Mark Davis about returning to the organization for a second stint as a coach and believes there's a good chance it'll happen. Gruden gave an interview to ESPN Radio Wednesday to discuss his pursuit of the Raiders job that opened when Jack Del Rio was fired after a disappointing six-win season. Gruden has been out of coaching the past 9 years while serving as an ESPN analyst. Bills running back LeSean McCoy missed practice Wednesday because of a right ankle injury as the team prepares for its first playoff game in 18 years. Head coach Sean McDermott wouldn't speculate on McCoy's availability for Sunday's game at Jacksonville, only to say the Bills' top offensive threat is day-to-day. The Packers have announced the departure of veteran defensive coordinator Dom Capers, along with defensive line coach Mike Trovac and inside linebacker coach Scott McCurley. The moves come after the Packers finished 22nd in total defense the last two seasons, despite being stocked with high draft picks. Star linebackers Ray Lewis and Brian Urlacher are among the four first-time eligible former players selected among the 15 modern-era finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2018. Receiver Randy Moss and guard Steve Hutchinson also made the cut to the finals in their first year of eligibility. They join Tony Boselli, Isaac Bruce, Brian Dawkins, Alan Faneca, Joe Jacoby, Edgerrin James, Ty Law, John Lynch, Kevin Mawai, Terrell Owens, and Everson Walls for consideration for the Hall. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.